I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Thursday, March 23rd. We'll tell you what the Fed decided about interest rates this week and what the CEO of TikTok is expected to tell Congress today. Also, it's twice the width of the U.S. and it's headed for Florida's beaches. We'll explain. Plus, why more kids could be getting free school lunches. What happened when a 3D printed rocket launched for the first time? And what to know about the holiday millions around the world are observing today. Those stories and even more news to know coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. So the Federal Reserve faced a balancing act this week, trying to tame inflation, but not further aggravate a banking system in crisis. What it ended up doing was raising interest rates by a quarter point to a range of 4.75% to 5%. That's the highest it's been since 2007. Fed officials considered pausing its increases since the problems in the banking industry have been triggered in part by previous rate hikes. But in the end, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said they looked at the recent economic data, which showed them more increases were needed. Now the hope is tools like emergency lending and deposit guarantees will contain the damage among American banks and prevent too huge an economic slowdown. But Powell did say it's possible the events in the banking system could have already helped to rein in spending, which could end up bringing down inflation. In other words, they might not have to do as many rate increases in the future. Officials think one more hike is likely coming later this year, though it's not a sure thing. For now, they aren't expecting any rate cuts until next year. Today, lawmakers are ready to grill the CEO of the extremely popular and controversial app, TikTok. Already, CEO Shou Chu's prepared testimony has come out. It shows he's planning to tell lawmakers that banning TikTok in the U.S. would hurt American businesses and the country's economy, plus silence the voices of millions of people since more than 1 in 3 Americans now use the app. In a video that went up on TikTok this week, Chu spoke from Washington, D.C., pointing to how TikTok can help businesses reach their customers and help other people connect, create, and have some fun. So all that is expected to come up today, too. This comes after the Biden administration threatened to ban the app if TikTok's Chinese parent company does not sell its stake, something the Trump administration also tried to do. Remember, U.S. officials are mostly worried about data from American TikTok users getting into the hands of China's government, or that the Chinese government could use the app to spread pro-China misinformation. Some say it's a serious national security risk. Others are concerned about how the app is impacting its young user base. So expect questions today about all of that. Chu says he's hoping to get across the message that there's no reason to worry since he says the app is committed to user safety, data protection, and security. And specifically, he says it's not in cahoots with the Chinese government. He's not the only one defending the company either. Dozens of TikTok creators, some with millions of followers, came to Capitol Hill this week to endorse the app. They met with lawmakers, gave press interviews, and rallied with picket signs. Though it's not clear how much influence those influencers will actually have with Congress. Stay tuned. Another day and still no arrest for former President Trump. Just to update you, the Manhattan grand jury investigating Trump's possible role in a hush money scheme is reportedly scheduled to come together again today. The jury could still hear from more witnesses or the DA could formally present charges. Either way, law enforcement sources have told several news outlets they do not expect Trump to surrender this week. The former president originally said he thought an arrest was coming a couple of days ago, but officially it's not clear when or if it'll happen. Trump still says he did nothing wrong and that the investigation is only happening in an attempt to damage his political future. To be continued. Today, President Biden is visiting Canada for the first time since taking office. He's expected to express unity on issues like Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the environment. But there are trickier topics on the agenda, too, like trade and manufacturing. Since Biden has put a big emphasis on rewarding companies for investing in American products, meaning Canadians have lost business. And reports say Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will also talk immigration, especially since there's been a bit of a surge between the U.S. and Canadian borders. Biden is set to meet with Trudeau today and address Canadian Parliament tomorrow. More rare, violent weather hit California this week. Yesterday, a tornado touched down in the Los Angeles suburb Montebello, and that's very unusual for that part of the country. It ripped roofs off buildings and sent debris flying. It was actually the second tornado in the region so far this week. And this same storm brought more heavy rain and flooding. And even more damage came from strong winds from San Francisco to San Diego. In some areas, winds gusted as high as 80 miles per hour. They caused trucks to overturn, a train to derail, windows to fall out of skyscrapers, and a bunch of trees and power lines to come down. Flights were also grounded at the San Francisco International Airport. All while even more snow fell in the Sierra Nevada, adding to what's already a historic year for California snowfall. Today, wintry weather has moved east, so it's mostly impacting parts of Utah and Colorado. More news still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. One of the main things I look for in a doctor is that they actually listen to me and answer my questions. Yes, I admit it, I tend to come to appointments with a list of questions. I'm that patient. Maybe it's the journalist in me, but I research and then I write down my questions before pretty much every appointment. And I expect my doctor, within reason, to want to answer them for me. Well, ZocDoc can help in the process of finding quality doctors that will do just that. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them and treat almost every condition under the sun. No more scouring the internet for half-filled-out about pages. ZocDoc offers a guide to a doctor who is patient-reviewed and in your neighborhood. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. A giant mass of matted brown seaweed that's twice the width of the U.S. has started to come ashore onto some Florida beaches. And experts say the worst is likely still ahead. Officially, it's called the Great Atlantic Sargassum Belt. It's not a new occurrence, but it started accumulating even earlier than usual this year in the Atlantic Ocean, and it's now become one of the largest seaweed blooms in history. It can even be seen on satellite images taken from space. The real issue is that sargassum rots very quickly once it washes ashore. Then it smells like rotten eggs and can irritate your eyes, nose, and throat. Plus, it's just a nuisance for people who want to walk on the usually white, sandy beaches. They become covered in this thick brown algae, and both people and animals can get tangled up in it. Some sargassum started reaching beaches in Key West and Fort Lauderdale within the last week. And a lot more Florida beaches are expected to be impacted this summer, mostly from Miami to Palm Beach. It might soon be easier for more American schools to serve free breakfast and lunch to millions of children. The USDA proposed a rule change this week. It would expand a rule that already exists that says schools can get federal funding to offer free meals if they have at least 40% of students enrolled in the SNAP food assistance program. And that covers the whole school. The students don't have to submit individual applications. Well, the USDA now wants to lower that threshold so schools with at least 25% of students in SNAP can take advantage. That change would impact 9 million additional students across 20,000 additional schools. The USDA says it helps make sure kids don't go hungry without stigmatizing any of them. But in the past, some lawmakers have said they don't support an expansion. They say they do want to feed kids who need it, but that the government should not pay for meals for families who can afford them already. So they think it should be based on each student's family income, and the entire schools should not be eligible. The USDA is collecting public comments for this now, and then Congress will consider whether to actually pay for the USDA's new plan. Celebrities like actress Lindsay Lohan, professional boxer Jake Paul, and rapper Akon are now in trouble with the SEC. Regulators say they violated investor protection laws when they tweeted about crypto assets TRX and BTT, and then did not disclose details that they were getting cash or crypto to do it. Some of the celebrities have already agreed to pay a collective total of more than $400,000 to settle the charges, but they didn't have to admit or deny any kind of wrongdoing. Meanwhile, Justin Sun, who's the founder of the blockchain Tron, was charged with market manipulation, among other things. The SEC says he had his own employees buy and sell the TRX token to artificially boost its value, plus attracted those celebrities to promote it, and did not register sales with the SEC. So far, no comment from him or his lawyers. This is all just the latest in a series of federal enforcement efforts targeting the crypto industry, its top players, and promoters. The world's first 3D printed rocket lifted off for the first time last night. And that marked a pretty big breakthrough for the startup behind the rocket called Relativity Space. It flew nearly 10 miles above the Atlantic Ocean into the upper reaches of the atmosphere, which was a key goal of this test mission. But the 3D printed rocket is still a work in progress because once it reached the edge of space, there was an engine issue. So the rocket failed to actually reach orbit. Now Relativity Space is going back to work. The company's goal is to one day carry satellites from clients into orbit with a rocket that's made of 95% 3D printed parts, which apparently make rocket building quicker and cheaper. The Muslim celebration of Ramadan has just begun. It's Islam's holiest time. For the next month, 1.8 billion Muslims around the world are expected to observe Ramadan by fasting every day from dawn to sunset. It's meant to bring them closer to God and remind them of the suffering of those less fortunate. On top of abstaining from eating, drinking, and smoking, many Muslims will strictly observe prayers, read the Quran, and donate to charity. Then after the sun goes down, family and friends will get together for nightly feasts. Finally, at the end of the month, there's a big three-day celebration called Eid al-Fitr, which means the festival of the breaking of the fast. People will gather, eat, and give gifts to mark the end of Ramadan. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, this episode is brought to you by Stitch Fix. Is anyone else excited for warm weather again? As we begin to thaw out from the cold and look forward to spring, we can also get excited to embrace the fun new fashion looks that come with the new season. And don't let that stress you out. Stitch Fix can help you discover new styles and brands that you'll love. Think of Stitch Fix as your style partner. Your stylist will learn about your tastes and collaborate with you on looks you'll love. They've got you covered with over 1,000 brands and styles. One of my favorite sweaters is from Stitch Fix. And more recently, I've loved a cute tank, boots, and a purse I got from there that I can wear all together or mix and match with the clothes I already have in my closet. I'll definitely be looking to Stitch Fix again for spring, especially since there's no subscription required. Simply order a refresh as needed or set it and forget it with regular seasonal fixes. You are in control. Right now, Stitch Fix is offering my listeners $20 off their first fix at stitchfix.com/newsworthy. That's stitchfix.com/newsworthy for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Finland is really on a roll when it comes to happiness. This is the sixth year in a row the Nordic country reached the top spot on the World Happiness Report. The United Nations puts out this report every year where it ranks countries on their overall happiness. It's based on factors like income, health, freedom, generosity, and social support. Mental health experts have said Finland keeps claiming the top spot for a few reasons. For example, people get a lot of time off work. And even when they're on, commutes are usually quick, which frees up more time in the day for people to enjoy themselves. Healthcare coverage is guaranteed, and it doesn't hurt that there's a lot of access to nature. Finland's neighbors, Denmark, Iceland, Sweden, and Norway, all rank in the top 10. As for the U.S., it came in at number 15. The UN notes that all countries can take something away from this report, since it says human well-being should be the ultimate goal of both politics and ethics. Thank you so much for joining us and listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.